I don't know if you know who sung that originally. Vesta Goodman sung that, out of the Goodman family. And when she sung that song, she had already went through breast cancer, and she had always, whenever she said she'd want breath, surely won't breathe her last breath, she meant it. And that's what that song was about. And you know, God healed her, and eventually she died later on in years. But you know what? When we listen to these songs that we're listening to, remember, there's a meaning behind those songs. Amen? Those people, there was meaning, and God had blessed them and given them songs. And tonight, I'm going to sing about this, and thank God for the songs this evening. His song is always new. That's what I want to preach about this evening. We're going to be over in Psalms, the 40th chapter, 1 through 3. Psalms 40, 1 through 3. I'll give you a little bit of time to get there. I want to ask you something. I want to ask and make a statement. We have been created to sing praises to God, have we not? I believe in my heart that we have been created to sing praises to God. All of us have been. Whether or not you think you can sing, I don't know. I don't know whether you're bad at singing. I don't know if you can sing at all. I don't know if you're the most beautiful singer in the world. That doesn't make any difference. My Bible tells me to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what He says. And you know what? A joyful noise unto the Lord doesn't have to be some beautiful song that you sing. It's just something that comes from the heart. Amen? All right, let us pray, then I'll read the Scripture. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I want to come with praise in my heart again for You this evening, Lord. I love You, Father. I praise You. I want to thank You, Lord, for giving me the opportunity, Lord, as a Father, to stand behind a sacred desk one more time, Lord. For Father, we truly do love You, and we truly do praise You for what You've done. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. Amen. Psalms, the 40th chapter. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. Hey man, isn't that Scripture beautiful? And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Isn't that wonderful Scripture? Isn't that wonderful Scripture? You know, we by nature love to sing, do we not? Just think about it. But we by nature love to sing. Even when we sound horrible, maybe, we still love to sing. I believe all of creation, I believe this with all my heart, was made to sing praises to God. I believe that. You know, nations have national anthems, do they not? The armed forces, whenever they march, they march in tune and in beat to song. Do they not do that? Colleges and alma maters, they have their songs. I know I can sing my high school alma mater, even to this day, and I'm not going to do it, but I could. But we have learned all this stuff down through time. Don't laugh, I could. Almost every organization that we think of, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, whatever they may be, they may have a theme song that they go by. So my point is, you know what? We all have a tendency. We all love to sing. We all learn little things to sing. I know as children, whenever you were raised in church from the time you were small on up, what did you learn? You learned little songs. Maybe, yes, Jesus loves me. Maybe something else, but we have all learned songs. Have you ever got a song stuck in your head that you just could not get out of there? Tink gets on me all the time because I'll hear a song and I'll be singing that thing all day long. I'll be under my breath and she'll get tired of it and she'll turn the radio on. But have you ever done that? You know, we whistle while we work sometimes. Even nature sings as well. I mean, we know that. You know what? You go out during the day, do you not hear the birds chirping? Do you not in the summertime at night hear the bugs as they put out their song at night? And you know, it gets so loud sometimes if you live out in the country. It's almost like it's deafening sometimes. They're singing their song. Amen? And also, if you ever watch National Geographic Channel, you've heard of the humpback whale and the song that they sing. If you want to go out there and listen to that, it's out there. And when it comes to the Bible, I want to tell you something else too. God in creation is the God of song, and I want you to know that. In Job 38, listen to this. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? You all know this Scripture. And declared, if thou hast understanding. Declared, where was you at whenever I laid the foundation? He's talking to Job. Who has laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? when the morning star, listen to this, when the morning star sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. It says, when the morning stars shouted, when the morning stars sang together. Whenever God created this thing, all of creation sang the glory and the praises of God because during the creation process. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that, you know, the God, He loves songs. Rather, you know, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, what did they do? In the 15th chapter of Exodus, you know, they sang the song of Moses because they were singing praises unto God for doing what He did. And guess what? Revelation 15:3 tells us this. Listen to what we're going to do one of these days. One day when the world is over, God's plan of redemption has reached its final climax. You know, we're going to be all gathered before Him. And what are we going to do? We're all going to sing the song of the Lamb. Amen? That's what we're going to do. God loves to hear the songs and the praises that go out from people, from His people especially. We see our singing as evidence of Christ in us. You know what? I believe that. I believe that when me and you, whenever we're singing hymns, or whether we're just walking around in our house and just singing something that maybe not even singing out loud, but something coming up within us, that's evidence that Christ is in our hearts and living within us. I believe it is. The psalmist David helps us understand this in the Psalms of 42. When he says, a new song David is referring to is a song of deliverance. That's what he's talking about right there. What is it like to be delivered from a hopeless situation? What's it like? I'll tell you what, I was there one time. I say this all the time. Whatever the Lord saved me, He delivered me from a hopeless situation. And you can say the same thing if you're honest with yourself. Because if before you knew God, Jesus as your Savior, you were in a hopeless situation, were you not? And praise God, whenever He saved me, I knew what it was like to be delivered from a hopeless situation. Verse 2 says, He brought me up out of the pit of destruction. It's what it says. He brought me up out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. It is it's truly said that without Christ, we have no hope. Listen. But this verse goes much deeper than this. And I believe it goes much deeper than just talking to someone that's lost here. I believe that this scripture goes much deeper than that. I believe that this is talking to us as Christians also. I believe it is. I believe this verse was written by one who is a believer, which is David. I believe it was. And you all know the story, probably of why David was doing it. You know where he was at probably at this time in his life? He had just committed an awful sin with Bathsheba. They had lost their child. And we knew where he was coming from, where he was at, what miry pit he was in, what horrible pit of depression and hopelessness that he was in. But guess what? God brought him up out of it. And that's what he's trying to say here. It's talking about the trials that seem to be leading to our destruction sometimes. It can do that. It can be talking about our spirituality, brothers. And perhaps, whether it be physical, whether it be financial, no matter what it may be that we're heading down the path towards, or maybe you're not there yet, I'm here to tell you, you know what? You may find yourself in that horrible pit one of these days. You might find yourself, your feet down that miry clay one of these days, and you're going to need to be lifted up. And I'll tell you what, I know one this evening that can lift you up and set your feet where they need to be set. Praise God. You know what? The one who is able to save to the uttermost, you know, his arms were long enough, Jake, to reach down and get me up out of the pit that I was in one day in my life. Those same arms are able, whenever you're facing stuff in your life, they're still not short. Those same arms can reach down and lift you up and put you where you need to be right now, tonight, right as I'm speaking to you this evening. Those same arms. That's why, you know, just don't forget who the strong one is here. Amen? You know what? I'm not the strong one. The preacher's not always the strong one. Yeah, people feel that he should be. The preacher's not the strong one. The strong one is the one who saved the preacher. The strong one is the one who saved you one day by His strength, through His strength. You know what? We may be waist high in the mire and muck that we're in right here. You know what? And we might want to do what we need to do is just to cry out to the one who's able to lift us up out of it. a word of caution for you right now, and I want to say this to you. If you ever find yourself in quicksand, don't struggle. You know why? Because the more you struggle, the more that you will go down. If you're ever swimming against a stream in a current, if you're ever swimming that way, if you swim that way, you're going to be tired quicker, right? Do you realize that God is our strength? You know what? Whenever we're struggling and we can't get ourselves up and we can't pick our own selves up, I want to tell you something. The strength lies in the one who can, and that is Jesus Christ. He can do that. If we continue to fight against His will, if we continue to go and fight against what He wants for us in our lives, it's going to be a constant struggle for you. Will you agree with me on that? I have seen people, they have fought all their life. They have struggled all their life. And you know what? God and His Son Jesus is right there to try to lift them up. All they have to do is to give it to Him and let Him do it. And they won't do it. They try to do this stuff on their own. Folks, whether it's a long or short time that you're down in a pit, I want to tell you something. He can bring us up out of it. He can bring us up out of it if you're willing to be brought up out of it. He can set your feet upon a rock. And listen to me. If I say rock to a Christian, what's that mean? Huh? What's that mean? That means Jesus Christ. We automatically think of Christ whenever I talk about He can set our feet upon a solid rock. We think about that, the rock of ages, the rock that allowed the children of Israel to come out of the wilderness. Praise God. You know what? The rock on which our salvation stands firm on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is what? Sinking sand. Amen. He's the one. He's the one that can do. That is a promise from God. That promise is firm. That promise is unchangeable as I'm talking to you here this evening. Because I'm telling you right now, if you want your feet, if you want to get up out of that pit, if you want to be brought up and set upon that solid rock, that promise is there for you. It's for me. And praise God, that promise will last as long as Jesus Christ, until He comes back to get His church. Amen. As far as we walk in our daily walk is concerned, I want to tell you something. We're not always on that solid ground. I know that. I'll be the first one to stand up here. I can tell you that I know that. That whenever we walk in our daily walk, there are times that we're not always on that solid ground. We're not always that way. Sometimes, you know why? Maybe we're disobedient. Maybe it's through laziness or whatever it may be. But there are times, you know what? We just don't. The circumstances are coming against us so much. Don't always look for deliverance whenever you're going through. I want to say this. This is something I wrote down because I believe this is something I thought of. Don't always look for deliverance. But you know what? Look for development sometimes. Amen? What do you mean, preacher? Well, I'm going to tell you what I mean here. Is submit to God. Come out the other end of your trials and be more like Jesus. There are times that He will deliver you from what you're going through. But there are times that as we go through these things, we need to develop a stronger walk with Him and be more Christ-like. And through that, praise God, we'll be able to sing praises to Him whenever we're lifted up out of it, and people will see what we're talking about. You know what? That defeats Satan in our life right there whenever we do that. That will defeat him whenever we do that, as we stand in and be more Christ-like when we come out the other side of it. You know what? I look at this like whenever we're looking in a room. You know why I say this? Because we need to be more focused on what's going on, maybe helping somebody else than what we are on our own problems and our time. He'll bring us through. You know what? If you look out that window right there, and you know what? You don't pay any attention to this in here. The only thing that you can see is what's going on outside there, right? But if you turn your back on that window and look in here, the only thing you're focused on is right in here. Am I right? That's the way God wants us to do. He wants us to be focused on stuff outside of our own little lives. He wants us to be focused on something else. You know what? And let Him do all the rearranging of the furniture inside. Sometimes maybe that needs to be done. But praise God, I'm going to tell you, let's focus. Let's stay focused on the other things, on people's lives, what's going on with them, and not so much on our own troubles and trials. If we're doing that, I'll tell you what. We praise God, we can become more what we need to be and praise Him more and more. I believe we can do that. Hebrews 13:5. By Him, therefore, let us offer sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You know what? I preached about giving praise to God, but you know what? Let us offer sacrifices of praise to God. Let us do that and not worry so much about what our problems, but let's give Him the praise for what He's doing. 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation. You've heard this scripture. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness to his marvelous light. If praises are on your lips, someone is going to be able to hear it. Imagine, listen to me, if praises are on your lip and someone is hearing it when you're going through your problems, what an amazing testimony that you and I will have. Amen? Psalms 43 promises that many will see and fear. Let's read that. And he has put forth a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. If you're able to praise when you're going through your problems and your trials, there are going to be people who are going to be able to see that and they say, man, I want what they got. Amen. I want what that person's got. And you know what? There are too many out here in the world. You know what? They don't have praise like that when they're going through trials. It's, oh, woe is me. And you know what? Why is God doing this to me? And why is God doing that to me? Listen to me. Don't focus on why God's doing that. Let's just focus on God's giving you the opportunity to be the witness for him that we need to be. And just his glory, just the glory of him to reflect off of us. Isn't that amazing? And whenever we do that, and we do it for his honor and for his glory, the reflection of Jesus Christ that comes off of our lives, isn't that amazing? And to say to them, you have been, they can look at you and say, you've been with Jesus. Amen? What an awesome thought. I hope and pray that whenever you look at my life one of these days, maybe one of these days I'm laying in a casket somewhere, I want people to say, listen to me, listen, what reflection of Jesus Christ was that preacher? And that's what I want to be. That's what my life wants to be. And I hope you feel the same way. We're mirrors reflecting the sun is what we are. We are mirrors reflecting the sun. We're going to reflect his glory. Praise God. And what we accomplish is accomplished through what he has allowed us to accomplish. I'll tell you something else. It's another thing to praise him while considering the possibility. Listen to me. And I'm going to give you some things here. It's one thing to praise him, considering possibility, maybe you're having your car repossessed, running out of food, or seeing a child go to jail, or watching a spouse weather away with disease. It's one thing for me to stand up here and say that. But you know what Psalms 27:14 tells us? It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. You know what? This is precisely what we must do. You know what? Whenever we're going through all this stuff in our life, all this tragedy sometimes, that you know what? And I've said this, and I mean it, and I know it's the truth. Because you know what? Too many times, too many preachers preach that, you know, once you become a Christian, then we should expect all this stuff to just to roll in, and everything will be just great and rosy. It's no bed of roses. And I've said that, and I hope you understand that. Christianity is not no bed of roses. The thing that Christianity does, though, praise God for this, is whenever we're saved, you know what? If we continue to hang on to his hand one of these days, we are going to heaven one of these days.
Amen.
The greatest promise. That's the greatest thing that I can tell you as a preacher here tonight. That you know what? That we can go to heaven one of these days if we accept him, if we hang on. That's the greatest promise I can offer you this evening. And that promise I will stand upon, and it'll be firm. You know what? As we go through the trials and the tribulations that we face, listen to me. We need to be of good courage. We need to be, and he shall strengthen thy heart because of that. That's why we must wait and look. That's what David said in Psalms 41. I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. The same scripture. Listen to me. That is awesome scripture. That is the refrigerator scripture again. That's scripture to mark in yellow. Because why? Because that's what God's telling us to do. That's why I was so glad this evening. Jamie was talking about songs and praising the Lord and how good it sounded in here this morning and tonight. Because you know why? Because you know what? We had brought us up. If you're here tonight and you know where you've been brought from, listen to me. You should have nothing but praise in your heart for the God that done that in his son, Jesus Christ. I tell you what, I am amazed whenever I get up in the morning and my feet hit the floor. And I just praise him and I thank him. Lord, it's another day. let me do your will today. How about you? Are you saying that when you get up in the morning, Lord, let me do your will one more day. Let me do it. When there isn't a one of us in here. You know what? We live from day to day. Amen? We should be living in a spiritual sense. We should be living from day to day. And we should be wanting, Lord, today is the day that you have made. Let me rejoice and be glad therein. And I believe that he will do that for us. Praise God. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. And listen to me, he will hear your cry if you wait patiently. You incline your ear into him. Amen. They come and get us on.